Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Dootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
And tell them to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That is right. It is The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Every Wednesday right around this time, we do a little stock up, stock down. It is a Texans Week 9 edition today with the Broncos coming to town. You were just tuned in with us. You heard you missed it. Next segment, and I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley.
Let's do it.
As we enter Week 9 for the Texans, Denver coming into Houston at NRG, what is your stock up for the Houston Texans?
All right, my stock up is Kamari Lassiter. He had a great pick. Mm. Great pick, singled up, one-on-one coverage, and he saw the ball, and the ball was his, and he went and made a play. And I don't think that just the stock up is from that. Fellas, I think the stock up is really from this year, and I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I think I had some concerns and wonder, all right, what is he gonna look like coming out of year two? All right, and obviously with Stingley on the other side, that people were going to, I thought, take even more attempts and runs and run after him. And they have, but he has been right there. To do what he does, and he still looks like a really, really good corner in this league in year two. And I would dare to say this, Clint, I think he's been the most consistent corner that they've had on the team. I think we've seen some moments where Derek Stingley has not looked like the Derek Stingley that we're accustomed to seeing. I think Kamari Lassiter has been pretty consistent. I think JSN got him, you know, once or twice. But he has been really, really good. And I think through the first 7 games of the year, I think he's been their best corner.
I don't think that's a stretch. I think in terms of play, in terms of
just the
of
7
tape,
games, yeah, I'm not saying he's better than, but I'm just saying through this point.
You know, we've seen, I don't remember exactly what games it was, but we've seen again, like we saw the last couple of years, where Derek Stingley Jr. early in games kind of gets, I think they target him a bit in certain routes kind of deal. And there's no debating what Derek Stingley does when the game's on the line, when it's the more critical moments of the game. But I think he kind of eases into games sometimes, and I don't think Kamari Lassiter ever lets his foot off the gas pedal. And he's made some big plays. And so, yeah, look, Kamari's stock is sky high right now.
So stock up for Around the Show Hughley is Kamari Lassiter. Over to you, Clint Sterner. Week 9, Texans, Broncos upcoming on Sunday. What is the stock up for you around the Houston Texans?
Yeah, it's EJ Speed for me, man.
You've been on him.
Look, I really liked him coming in, but then you look at Henry Toa has been playing really good, and obviously Azeez Al-Shaair. And then you really don't know exactly what's going to go down with Christian Harris. And I'm talking earlier in the year. And so you wonder kind of where EJ Speed fits in. And the contract, the money he was making makes you wonder, like, did he come here for D'Amico Ryans and to make a big splash? Did he just come here and take less money? Or is he not? Is that just how good he is? Is that his ceiling? I thought he was a better player than the contract would say. And now that he's getting some run, I think he's significantly better than the contract that he's playing under right now. And the truth of the matter is, he's getting run and he's standing out when the other two linebackers in Azeez Al-Shaair and Henry Toa, if we're being honest, it's Henry Toa that he's replacing a lot of the times when they're not playing for a three linebacker front. I mean, his presence on the field is felt in a big way. And that's not because Henry Toa can't do X, Y, and Z. He's been really good. But the truth of the matter is, when you watch this film, it just seems like EJ Speed adds a dynamic to this defense.
Yeah, he was running with Christian. He was running with Christian McCaffrey sometimes in those pass routes.
Ron, he closes too, man. I mean, like his ability to close and shoot gap. He's long. He's fast. He's aggressive and physical. And they all are. But I think he's a better athlete. I think he's a bigger, better athlete than the other two guys. And so when he's on his game, it jumps off the screen in a different way. So I mean, getting in the game and making plays is enough for his stock to be up, but I think it actually changes the interior of that defense when he's in there. And so I'm going to go with EJ Speed.
You are tuned in to The Drive. Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Hughley, a little stock up, stock down, and it is week 9 for the Houston Texans edition with the Broncos coming into Houston. Got the positives done with. Now the not so good. Over to you, Ron. Stock down for the Texans in this moment for you.
I just want to say that this segment is forcing us to have to talk about the negative.
Great point.
Just because of what the segment is, and I don't want to do this.
You guys are good.
But I have to play to what the segment is, and I am good. but if I had to go stock down, it's interesting. As you talked about EJ Speed, when I thought about stock down, I immediately thought about Christian Harris, because the biggest thing that I've seen Christian Harris do is get away with a personal foul, 15-yard penalty by shoving JSN in the back for a silly reason. I think he would react to JS the same way that JSN did if it happened to him. EJ Speed is jumped over him in a major way. Henry Toa is over him, obviously. The golden child, Azeez, is over him. It's just over. Like, I mean, I think multiple injuries, we don't see Christian Harris. Like, I think the best bet for him is to get traded at this point. And he's a special teamer at this point. And, you know, even when EJ Speed was on special teams before, he was, you would see him make big hits. We're not even seeing Christian Harris come through there. And we know he's probably the most athletic dude out there, running out there. So to me, Christian Harris, much to do like with your stock up, he is a stock down, because, I mean, his position is just gone.
Look, I'm with you. I think the spot for Christian Harris is on that short list of very tradable players that'll bring some value back to the Houston Texans. The trade deadline is next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start looking across the board, Darrell Taylor's one of them at the edge. If he's healthy, you look at Christian Harris again, if he's healthy, those are two guys on that defensive side of the football that I think could really be, Danico Autry could potentially be one, not both of those guys, but could potentially be one of them. You know, there's a handful of guys that are going to bring back value in some level of a trade, and Christian Harris probably belongs on that list more than he does on the field at this point.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're on the show, Stock Down for the Week 9 Texans. Is going to be Christian Harris. Put a lid on this thing for us, Clint. Stock Down for the Texans heading into Week 9 in your eyes.
Yeah, look, it's easy for me, man. It's Jaden Higgins, the top draft pick in this year's class, came in with a lot of hype. And look, I think his future is bright here. But what we've watched is a team that lacked depth from the very beginning of the season. We've seen Nico Collins miss one game. We've seen Christian Kirk missed four. We've seen Braxton Berrios, another veteran receiver. We've seen him be inactive for three or four games this season. And the guy that's continued to step up was the guy that originally was had more duty on the special teams part of it as a return specialist in Jalen Noel. And so, look, 13 catches for Jaden Higgins through seven games. Given how the wide receiver room has been injured or inactive or used on special teams, he's the one guy outside of Xavier Hutchinson that has been like, hey, man, you're a receiver. You're going to be a receiver every game. You're going to be active every game. For him to just have 13 catches at this point and really hasn't made any catches that are even like game-changing or situational change type plays. He's made some decent ones throughout games, but like not a big fade down the sideline, 50-50 ball, nothing, you know, that wasn't schemed up. The two touchdowns were schemed up, just wide open, running down the field kind of thing. So I'm going to go Stock Down on Jaden Higgins.
Yeah, his impact just hasn't – like, I feel like I've been saying it since training camp. I just thought he'd be further along.
I thought they would have used him.
Well, we're in week nine.
Yeah.
And they don't have an abundance of weapons on the outside. They've got injuries and – like, it looked to me, no Christian Kirk, no Nico Collins, in a gotta-have game. And it looked like to me they were a lot more invested in trying to get Noel and Hutchinson run and the ball as opposed to Higgins. I know he caught that touchdown there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought he'd be further along. And now we're in week nine. I'm surprised we're still saying that. All right, coming up, let's hear from C.J. Stroud, who threw Higgins one of his two touchdowns in the game against the 49ers. Let's hear what he's got to say as they get ready to play the Denver Broncos next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.